And St. Mary's Principal Cody Havronix with us this morning. Cody, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good. Late start at St. Mary's today.
Yep, I have a late start at St. Mary's today. Snow, icy roads. It's still kind of flurrying out there a little bit when I came in here. So
a little bit. So be careful, everybody, and wait for the sun to get up and the crews to get out and get everybody to school then. So.
They've kind of started. The main roads out in front here were kind of scooped a little bit, so hopefully they're on their way.
You bet. Well, what's going on at St. Mary's School?
Yeah, we had some activities last week. Basketball had two games. The teams traveled to Santee and Winside on Tuesday and Thursday. Both the girls and boys team got two wins last week, so I want to give a shout-out to both of those. The Santee games on Tuesday, the girls got the win 54-45, and the boys got the win 71-47. On Thursday, both teams, like we said, traveled to Winside. Again, both teams got the win there. Girls got the win 56-33. The boys got the win 82-33. The wrestling team was in action. They traveled to Elkhorn Valley for the NVC duels that took place there. The wrestling team had three duels they participated in. They did go 1-3 in those duels. Match one versus Elkhorn Valley, they got the loss 54-0. Match two versus EPPJ, they got the loss 30-9. Match three, West Holt defeated St. Mary's 30-12. And then match four, St. Mary's defeated Niobrara Verdigre 15-6. That dual tournament's probably not best set up for our wrestlers. We only had three wrestlers competing. Yeah. If you know anything about those wrestling dual tournaments, you almost need a pretty full team to be pretty competitive at those. So our wrestlers on the day did do fairly well individually. Tyler Gleason, he went 2-2 in his matches. Will Schmitz went 2-2 in his matches. And Andrew Kuhlmuth, he went 3-1 in his matches there. So dual score might not have fallen the way they wanted it to, but the wrestlers did fairly well when they were at that tournament. I do want to give a shout-out. The NSAA, they did announce their fall academic all-state recipients. I would like to congratulate the following students that they've received this honor. In volleyball, we had Emma Winkelbauer and Maya Hedstrom receive academic all-state awards. In one-ax, we had Alyssa Faringer and William Ott receive academic all-state awards. And in football, we had Grant Winkelbauer and Tate Thompson receive those academic all-state awards. So congratulations to those students, both hard work in the classroom and out on the football field or stage.
You bet.
Or volleyball court.
Yep, congratulations on that. Always a good honor.
A couple other things happen in the school, Scott. This week, the NVC basketball tournament is going to be held next week throughout different gyms in the NVC conference schools. This year, St. Mary's is one of the host sites for games. They're going to host games this Saturday, January 30th, Monday, February 1st, and Tuesday, February 2nd. Obviously, due to some COVID restrictions, there's some following things in place for those games that I do kind of want to pass along. Due to the size of the gym and capacity-wise, we are giving 100 passes to each school for the game. Fans, if you get one of those passes, you'll be allowed to enter and come cheer your team on. You will, however, only be able to attend your own team's game. So at the conclusion of each game, we are going to clear out the gym. And if you want to come into the next game, let's say, I think West Holt, for example, they've got a boys' game stacked up with a girls' game behind it. You'll need to present a second pass to get back into the game that time. So,
okay.
Again, we'll clear that gym out. We'll ask you for a new pass when you require to enter that game the second time. Masks, they are going to be required for all fans, coaches, and non-participating players. Anyone not wearing a mask will be asked to leave. And if you are unable to get a ticket or you just want to watch some of the contests, all the games are live streamed. We'll live stream them from our live.smcards.org account. You can log in and check out any of the games that way as well.
There you go.
I know some of the other schools that are participating in the Kayla Fisher from the NVC president, she's kind of compiling a list of all the live stream sites. So I'm guessing we'll get a copy, send that out. I'm guessing you'll probably get a copy of that too, Scott. So.
All right. Awesome. And should be a busy day Saturday.
Yep, should be a busy day. Yeah. Four games. They start at noon, I believe. Yeah, noon. Noon, 2, 4, 6 is when they're going to be played.
All right. What else going on?
Yeah, on Wednesday, January 20th, the 8th grade class, they held their in-school National History Day. The district contest at Kearney was canceled this year. So the 8th graders voted. They wanted to continue the projects they'd started, but then completed as a school project. The 2020-2021 theme was communication and history. We also had former St. Mary's teacher and current school board president, Mrs. Nancy Berg. She volunteered to be the judge of the projects, and we also had some seniors jump in and help be audience members and ask questions for the presenters. So all of the 8th grade students for their projects chose to do exhibit boards. And after listening to the presenters and questioning, Mrs. Berg scored them and determined the winners. I do want to give a congratulations to Kendall Parks and Loretta Schofield. They won first place in the St. Mary's History Day competition. Their award, a couple pretty big items, Scott. They got bragging rights and a $5 gift card to the coffee shop.
So there we go. Perfect.
Congratulations to those two ladies. Also want to make note, Catholic Schools Week is next week, February 1st to the 5th. The theme for the week is Catholic Schools, Faith, Excellence, Service. We do have a good mix of activities and service projects for the students that are both COVID safe for next week and fun. Throughout the week, there's going to be a video compilation with classes going over why they love Catholic schools. There's going to be bowling. There's going to be a service project where we travel to the nursing home and assisted living centers to greet the residents from the outside. And of course, we'll also have Mass next week. So that schedule is going to be sent out to families here either end of the day today or tomorrow. We again hope everyone has a great Catholic Schools Week, celebrating faith, excellence, and service.
All right, awesome. What's on the calendar this week?
On the calendar this week, tonight we've got junior varsity girls, JV boys, varsity girls, varsity boys basketball. That's going to be in Creighton starting at 4 o'clock with those varsity games tipping off at 6:15 and 8. On Wednesday, we've got the freshman retreat at the Tintern Retreat Center. And we also have grade school Mass starting at 8:10. On Thursday, we've got JV girls, JV boys, varsity boys basketball. That's going to take place in Stewart. JV girls will tip off at 4:45 with those varsity games tipping off at 6:30 and 8, respectively. On Friday, we've got the grade school and high school Cardinal Pride Day. We've got the high school Mass and Rosary starting at 8:10. There's also junior high girls and junior high boys basketball at Summerlin. That's going to take place at the Clearwater site at 5 and 6:15. There's also going to be the snowball dance at 8 o'clock in the high school gym. And then on Saturday, like we said, we've got that NDC basketball, those first round games at St. Mary's. The other four games are going to be held at Boyd County. But the St. Mary's girls, they're going to play at West Holt at noon at St. Mary's. Also, Wayne State Honor Band and the wrestlers are going to travel to Plainview that day. So,
all right,
going to have a busy week.
You bet. And again, just a reminder, school will start at 10 a.m. and there's no morning preschool this morning, right?
School's at 10. Yep, no morning preschool. The afternoon session we still have in session there.
All right, Cody, have a great week.
Perfect. Thanks, Scott.
Everybody be safe out there. It's Cody Havronic, principal of St. Mary's School.